If you love me, keep my commandments, and I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another Comforter, that he may abide with you forever, even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it seeth him not, neither knoweth him. But ye know him, for he dwelleth with you, and shall be in you. This is Steve Coleman with your Daily Inspiration. God bless you. Thank you for joining us here at the Fountain of Life this morning. I just read a passage from John chapter 14, verse 15. I'd like to read some more of that, but I'm burdened to share on the love of Christ and on our love for Christ. There's something I was blessed, and I hope to return to looking at some of the prophecies of Christ in the book of Isaiah, some pictures of salvation. But, beloved, there's something about our devotion and our love to Christ that we do need to keep before us every day. So Jesus said, I will not leave you comfortless. Verse 18, I will come to you. Yet a little while, and the world seeth me no more. But ye see me, because I live, ye shall live also. At that day ye shall know that I am in my Father, and ye in me, and I in you. He that hath my commandments and keepeth them, he it is that loveth me. And he that loveth me shall be loved of my Father, and I will love him and will manifest myself to him. Judas saith unto him, not Iscariot, Lord, how is it that thou wilt manifest thyself unto us, and not unto the world? Jesus answered and said unto him, if a man love me, he will keep my words, and my Father will love him, and we will come unto him, and make our abode with him. He that loveth me not keepeth not my sayings, and the word which ye hear is not mine, but the Father's which sent me. These things have I spoken unto you, being yet present with you. But the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance, whatsoever I have said unto you. Well, here we have it in a nutshell. If a man love me, he will keep my words. In another place, Jesus said that all the commandments, all of the law and the prophets is wrapped up in this, thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart and mind and soul and strength, and love thy neighbor as thyself. And so, beloved, I want you to consider today the concept of what it is to love Jesus. It's something that's done with all of our very being. It's where we've invested ourselves because we've recognized his love for us. We have returned it with an absolute surrender, a complete love of the Lord Jesus. And that love, then, beloved, his commands are not grievous. The things that he asks us to do are not things which we have to fight against and argue with, but rather we keep them. And, you know, then it says here very simply that if you love me, he will keep my words, and my Father will love him, and we will come unto him and make our abode. Now, what a higher calling. What higher calling could we have, beloved, than to be the very abode of God Almighty? And that's what the promise is, that if we will love him with all of our heart, and so that leaves us no place to love ourselves. It leaves us no place to love the world or the things of the world. Because if we love the world, the love of the Father is not in us, right? All the things that are in the world are against God. They're against God. They crowd out the love of God. You see, what God wants, the relationship that he desires, is our absolute devotion, our absolute surrender, our full heart and mind and soul and strength. And when we do that, when we love God in that way, then his promise is that, you know, I stand at the door and knock, he says in Revelation 3:20. And if any man will open the door, I will come in. We'll come in and dine with him. And that dining is the symbol, that residence of God is the seal of his love upon us. And yes, indeed, then we express that God, a triune God, it says here, the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, the Father will send in my name. It's all so interrelated, do you see it? That he will teach us all things and bring all things to our remembrance. In other words, we receive that blessed promise, the finger of God writing upon the very fleshly tables of our heart, but it's only as we are surrendered and that we've given our all to serve him. And that's what I would like to encourage us in this daily inspiration, is that there's a place for us to surrender all. There's a place for us, and this is for the super Christian, but beloved, this is for our very life. This is what brings about spiritual life that ends up being a light to the world. Lacking this kind of relationship with the Lord Jesus, there is no light that comes to the world. I am the true vine, and ye are the branches. Without me, ye can do nothing. The scriptures are just full of this relationship that if we reach out by faith, and the faith is not merely the faith, you know, we can say, oh yeah, I have faith in the shed blood of Jesus Christ. Well, hallelujah. But the faith is more than that. The faith is that as we reach out and we begin to establish that relationship with God, that he then comes and dwells within us and completes us. So that which we couldn't reach, he does through us. And so it's such a blessing to see that promise. And I just want to encourage us that we have an obedience which comes not from fear, and an obedience which comes not from the mind, beloved, not from the searching of the scriptures and creating a list of rules and then maybe wrapping our list of rules in some shrink wrap, you know, some plastic. Oh, well, just to be sure that we don't eat of the fruit, we'll not even touch it. Well, then when we touch it and we discover that nothing happened, then we think, well, okay, we can eat of it. But, beloved, let's not make any extra rules other than what God, the Spirit of God in our hearts, tells us this is the way to walk. This is the way. Walk ye in it. And let's do so joyfully. Let's walk that way, receive of the Spirit of God, be a spiritual people that love the Lord with all of our heart and mind and soul and strength. The light of the world is Jesus, and as Jesus lives in us and comes and makes his abode in us, then we cannot help but to be the light. If you love me, keep my commandments, he said. He also said that we will then, well, that's all right. So I hope you're encouraged here today as you consider the love that Christ had for us, that he laid down his life for us. Greater love hath no man than this, that he laid down his life for his friends. And, beloved, I hope that we can lay down our lives to love him as well. So God bless you, and we do look forward to hearing from you if you have any response.